So isn't this a delightful feast? We had a lovely candlelight procession. Our hearts were warmed by the soft light of the candle. And we have the image of Mary and Joseph today, bearing with them the offerings of the poor to redeem their baby boy. And we see Simeon, the old man, taking the baby in his arms and singing that ancient and joyful canticle, the Nunc Dimittis. Oh, but let us not be fooled. There is something awesome, epical, even terrible, lurking behind these images. For behind the soft, contained fire of the candle is the refiner's fire that the prophet Malachi speaks of in our first reading, a fire that purifies and destroys what is corrupt, a fire that is wild and searing. And behind the ecstatic cry of Simeon is his dark prophecy to Mary, that her cute little baby boy is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, destined to be a sign that is opposed. And so, no, let us not be lulled into a detached complacency by candlelight, by the little Christmas of this day, because it has to do with our rise or fall. For we are reminded again today that mystery of mysteries, Jesus Christ, the one who is the very fullness of God, is carried to the temple as a gurgling baby in the arms of his young parents, reminding us that we also were once gurgling babies, carried to the temple of our baptismal church, and that the Word of God was like us even to that extent, being a little baby just like us, being carried to the temple just as we were carried to the church. And because the Word of God assumed our human nature like that, became like us in everything, he changed everything irrevocably. He showed us a new way to be human. And we were given the choice to gather with him in his new humanity or scatter. You see, Jesus was tested, as we heard in the Word of God today, just like us, and showed us how to stare Satan square in the face and say, "Be gone." Jesus showed us how to suffer nobly, facing his suffering and commending himself to the Father. Jesus, in sharing our humanity, treated others as he wanted to be treated. Jesus, sharing our humanity, taught us what it meant to love our neighbor by being moved with compassion for others, by binding up their wounds, by making sure they were cared for. And Jesus also showed us and taught us that our neighbor is even our enemy. Jesus taught us that if we would follow him in his new humanity, it means that we must give up all that we own, all the idols that we center our life on, our inflated egos, our need for security. Give it up, he says, if you will follow me in my new humanity. And Jesus showed us, by sharing our humanity, by giving us a new way of being human, he showed us forgiveness. By generously accepting as his friend one whom he knew would deny him three times, deny that he ever knew him. And so just by being who he is, Jesus causes some to rise to new heights and others to fall. For as the prophet Malachi says, who will remain standing when he appears? You see, if we do not stand as Christ men and Christ women, those who join Jesus in this new way of being human, if we do not stand as Christ men and Christ women, then we will not stand at all. Because when all the kingdoms of the empire of this world are gone, his kingdom, which we profess in our creed, will never end. And so, will we submit our humanness to be refined and purified by the blaze of his incarnation? Or will we oppose the sign of his humanity presented to us on this feast of presentation, meant to be light and glory and redemption for us? Let's not forget the timeless words of Simeon. This Christ of the Lord is destined for the fall and rise of all of us. So will we fall or will we rise? May he be praised forever. Amen.
Amen.